Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Christmas weekend with lots of films out there to choose from. So this week I'm talking about three very good movies for you to see. There's a woman in Madrid haunted by her past, a married man in Pittsburgh fighting off his demons, and a young couple in LA looking for love in a city of lost souls. Julieta, directed by Pedro Almodovar. Julieta, played by Emma Suarez, is a middle-aged woman who lives in Madrid. She's making it a big change, leaving her longtime lover Lorenzo, played by Dario Grandinetti, and moving to Portugal after countless years of waiting. What's she waiting for? Word from her daughter, Antia, who disappeared without a trace many years earlier. Okay, so she's all ready to go when she runs into her daughter's childhood friend, Beatrice, on a street corner, who tells her she saw Antia in La Como. And so begins the telling of a mysterious story divided into three chapters. As a young woman, Julieta is a brilliant and beautiful prof. Her students all love her, but when she meets Joan, a handsome and rugged fisherman, her life is turned upside down. She meets him on a train where a man is killed and a deer runs past, and she falls heavily for Joan. Is it love at first sight? So she visits him, and he's played by Daniel Grau, at his home by the water. He's a fisherman, but he's not at home, only a suspicious and protective housekeeper, played by Rosy De Palma, who won't let her wait for him inside the home. Eventually, they do live as a couple and raise their daughter, Antia, together. Julieta meets Joan's friends, including Ava, played by Emma Cuesta, a sultry sculptress. But after a tragic series of events, Julieta is back in Madrid raising her daughter alone. And she falls into a deep depression with young Antia spending more and more time with her best friend, Beatrice. Still later in the story, Julieta retraces her steps, trying to explain or discover why and how she lost her daughter so many years ago. Okay, Julieta is a great drama, which is the product of an unexpected combination. It pairs Almodovar, known for his lush, passionate melodramas and over-the-top comedies, with Canadian author Alice Munro's quirky, understated short stories about women in small-town Ontario. What? Does it work? Yeah, it totally works with its the small fishing boats, the classrooms, the running deer, and the trains, and the jealousy and the infidelity. It feels intrinsically Canadian, and yet, at the same time, perfectly Spanish. This is a great movie. I really liked it. Fences, directed by Denzel Washington. It's the 1950s. Troy, played by Denzel Washington, works as a garbage man for the city of Pittsburgh. Each Friday, he comes home from work with the same things: a sack of potatoes, a piece of lard, a Mickey of gin, and his pay envelope. Money goes to his wife, Rose, played by Viola Davis, but he keeps the gin to share with his best friend, Bono. Troy met Bono in jail as a young man. It's also where he learned to play baseball and where he met Rose, a kindly visitor. So now he has two sons. Older son is Lyons, who's a jazz musician. Troy just calls it Chinese music. And Corey, played by Jovan Adepo, a high school athlete. His brother, Troy's brother Gabriel, he has a metal plate in his head, carries a trumpet to play for St. Peter at the Pearly Gates. He's a bit off. Troy, on the other hand, is only worried about the devil. Okay, so Troy and Rose are deeply in love. Corey's doing great in school. Everything seems perfect, but it isn't. Troy wants to show he's the man of the house, the father, and everyone is actually afraid of him. He tries to stop Corey from going to college on a football scholarship. Games are no good. He once was a pro baseball player, but now he's hauling rubbish. See what it gets you? He thinks. Gabe has moved out because he's scared, and best friend Bono says Troy is looking too closely at other women for a married man. Can this family stay together, or is it teetering on the brink of total collapse? Okay, Fences is a small movie that feels like a filmed play. Great dialogue adapted from his own script by the original playwright August Wilson. Basically, a single setting around the house and not much action other than crossing the floor, sawing a board, kissing a cheek. But the grandness of the characters and the stories they tell does come through. As a director, Denzel Washington doesn't hog the screen, which is great. He lets the other actors bloom before the camera. Davis and Adepo are outstanding. In fact, the whole cast is really, really good. But again, it's more of a stage play than a cinematic work. Fences is a moving and revealing look at an African-American family in the 1950s, and it is a good movie. La La Land, directed by Damien Chazelle. Mia and Sebastian are strangers in L.A. Mia, played by Emma Stone, is an aspiring actress. She commutes to a major Hollywood studio each day, but not to perform before the camera, but to serve coffees as a barista on set. She lives with other actors who enjoy the L.A. party scene, but none of whom seem to be making it big. Each audition Mia goes to is worse than the one before, but she still hopes that her one-woman show on a stage in Hollywood will convince everyone she's ready for stardom. Sebastian, played by Ryan Gosling, is a serious musician who composes grand jazz opuses on his grand piano. He's a jazz purist who would rather die than perform with a fusion band. Ironically, he ends up working in a rundown piano bar, but his hard-ass boss, played by J.K. Simmons, makes him play Jingle Bells over and over again. He pines for the days of the old jazz joints in L.A., but they're all turning into tapas bars. Me and Sebastian first meet on an L.A. traffic jam, and it's hate at first sight. Later, when he rescues her from a bad date, they hit it off. This leads to more and more meetings where together they explore the classic sites of old Hollywood and fall in love, places like the Planetarium from Rebel Without a Cause. Together, supporting one another, they think they can conquer the world. But will that success be what tears the relationship apart? La La Land is a very good movie that's also a musical. And if you're a musical hater, it does mean extras singing and dancing their hearts out on the LA freeway. Gosling and Stone, on the other hand, use their real voices and legs, but be advised, they're no Gene Kelly or Julie Andrews. They're popular actors trying hard to sing and dance. It makes their performances real and touching, but not super fantastic, the musical parts. But this movie is excellent. It combines fantasy, a complex plot, extended flashbacks, and touchy moments of love with beautifully shot images and catchy tunes. It's a tribute to a forgotten Hollywood by young people yearning for purer days. This is also a very good movie. Julieta starts today, and Fences and La La Land open on Christmas Day in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.